After a long and dramatic political year dogged by the citizenship saga, the Prime Minister has one last but pressing task to tick off. He's expected to announce significant changes to his ministry today, and AM understands those changes will bring a few new faces into the Coalition's leadership group. Political reporter Melissa Clark joins us from Canberra. Melissa, the Nationals look set to be the big winners from Malcolm Turnbull's reshuffle, but it could spark a bit of controversy. Why?
That's right, because for all the winners, there is one big loser that we know of. The Infrastructure Minister, Darren Chester, the Victorian MP, is being dumped from his infrastructure portfolio and dumped from Cabinet. Now, while that's bad news for him, it does mean the Nationals overall are going to see more faces come into Cabinet. That will include the new Deputy Leader, Bridget McKenzie, another Victorian Nationals senator. She'll go straight into Cabinet, possibly the agriculture portfolio that Barnaby Joyce currently holds. That might see Barnaby Joyce take over the infrastructure portfolio that Darren Chester is losing. We're also expecting to see a new Queensland LNP face, David Littleproud, elevated to the front bench. Now, that's significant because he is a vocal conservative and one of the few who voted against the same-sex marriage bill in recent times, and his elevation to the front bench will be seen as a concession to bring more conservatives into the front bench. So these are very big moves to dump a senior face like Darren Chester from the Cabinet will indeed be controversial.
Now, we already had wind that another senior figure was leaving Cabinet, and that is the Attorney General George Brandis, because he's set to become Australia's High Commissioner to the UK. That's going to mean a lot of changes too, isn't it?
That will mean some of the fresher, younger talent that have been in the outer ministry will be able to be elevated to Cabinet. And we can expect that WA MP Christian Porter, who was in fact the former West Australian Attorney General, will take over that Federal Attorney General's role. We expect that will be announced in the Cabinet reshuffle today. Interestingly, it will also leave open the government leader of the Senate position that George Brandis had held. His deputy, Matthias Cormann, and a WA senator, is expected to be elevated to that role. And again, that is seeing a Conservative take that significant leadership position over George Brandis, who was a moderate. So we are seeing at this stage more powerful positions going to Conservatives within the Coalition.
So what will all of these changes mean for the Turnbull government in 2018?
Well, Malcolm Turnbull will be hoping that a reshuffle can give him a stronger team, because 2018 will likely have a lot of by-elections and state elections, which always mean difficult times for a coalition trying to assert its strength. But Malcolm Turnbull has the risk that all leaders do with a reshuffle, and that is trying to balance conservatives and moderates within the party, state representation with a bigger push to get more Queenslanders in the cabinet, and of course, improve the gender balance. So Malcolm Turnbull has a lot riding on this. If he is to have a cabinet that will help him in 2018.
That's our political reporter Melissa Clark in Canberra.